Hi all memory super heroes, this is new podcast series for all memory recall aspirants who want to learn faster and leave all their limitations behind to achieve maximum that they can get in their life. I am your memory coach CD. Today we are going to learn how to use the power of imagination, or PI, that is place, imagination and intuit. Using this technique, we are going to learn how to remember shopping list without even writing it down. First of all, what a PI is? Let's say memory is as easy as PI. Here PI stands for place or location, I stands for imagination, and E stands for entwine. Entwine means connect the information. By using this PI technique, we can create a mental filing system. Using your mental filing system, you will be able to recall your shopping list, points of speech or presentation, phone numbers of your contact list, or things which you have kept somewhere and you have forgotten where you have kept it. Okay, so let's start filing the information in our shun list. Shun list, hope you know what is a shun list. That is, we are going to peg the information in our shun list. And the whole process is called pegging system or peg system. Pegging the information to get the list when we need it. I'll make you recall that shun list first. You remember in our shun list of 15 words, where 1 is sun, 2 is shoe, 3 is hat trick, 4 is chair, 5 is senses, 6 is diamond, 7 is week of days, 8 is octopus, 9 is billiards, 10 is Ben 10 cartoon, 11 is cricket team, 12 is function keys, 13 is the last supper, 14 is silicon metal, and 15 is quarter, that is 15 minutes in an hour time. Now let's peg it with your shopping list. Let's see what can be on your shopping list. Now suppose this is your grocery shopping list. In your shopping list, first is dry fruits, second is lentils, third is honey, fourth is rice, fifth is butter, sixth is tea, seven is turmeric, eight is chili powder, 9 is salt, 10th is olive oil, 11th is sports drinks, 12 is hand soap or hand wash, 13 is dish soap, 14th is sugar, and 15th is ketchup. I have listed down 15 items only. You can take it up to as many as you want, and you can associate that with, you can make your shun list bigger and you can associate your grocery list items with them. Now let's start associating. That is, start placing your list of items from a shopping list and start imagining or putting yourself in picture that your son has come in your home as guest and you are serving him dry fruit lassi. So your son is associated with dry fruit. Your first item is got pegged. Secondly, see yourself picking your shoes and all types of lentils are falling from your shoes. So your shoes is associated with lentils. Third, as you have imagined Harbhajan taking the hat trick, see Harbhajan failed in a honey tank while celebrating the hat trick, and you are helping him coming out of it. So hat trick is associated with honey. Fourth, see yourself sitting on a chair which is made up of rice in place of wood, and you can eat the handle of your chair. Remember, as weird as image could be, it is going to stick in your mind and you are going to recall it better. Now coming to the fifth, imagine butter on your nose. Your tongue is trying to eat it and your eyes are watching the whole process. Your mouth is asking for help from your hand, but your hand is not hearing it. So you are using all your senses for butter. Sixth is your tea. Tea has a contest. On your tea bag, there's a contest which is the first jackpot gift is a diamond necklace. So you can, and you are winning that diamond necklace. That diamond necklace is coming out of your tea bag, the bigger 1 kg tea bag. Seven, that is all 7 days, your doctor has advised you to take milk with turmeric so that you can feel better. So you associated your 7 number, that is week, with the milk or turmeric. Sorry. 8th is you have put chili powder on octopus. 8th octopus, and octopus is shrinking in size. See that octopus is becoming smaller and smaller. 9th is you are cleaning your snooker rod with salt in place of cloth to hit the billiards balls, snooker balls. 10th, you have to imagine that Ben 10 is your delivery boy, and he has brought olive oils, and he is completely wet in the olive oil, and you are giving him water, or you are giving him something to clean himself. 11th, imagine Indian team had won their match today and they are celebrating with sports drink. 12th, imagine your function keys are made up of Dettol or any other hand wash which you use regularly, and as you press F1, you are going for washing your hand, so you are avoiding pressing F1. 13th, imagine you are present in the Last Supper and washing utensils along with the 12 members after finishing your meal. 14th, imagine yourself buying a sugar with new brand name Silicon, and it has bluish grey color as of silicon in place of normal white color, white sugar which you buy regularly. And the last one is you have a hourglass shaped ketchup bottle which also shows time, and that time it at every second you see that ketchup dropping in that hourglass in place of sand. Now you have successfully associated, that is entwined the information with your sun list. This all associations are pegging of information with your previous list, and this will let you recall the information without forgetting single item. You will practice it the way I have explained and you will start imagining far better than me, and you will stop carrying the list, as you will never forget the shopping list again. The only thing is you have to believe in yourself and you need to practice a little using the pie technique which I have told you today. Now in next episode we will discuss about another method which is memory experts call as loci method or Roman room method, or someone called it as hide and seek method also. And we will also learn how to use places in our body or making body list to record any information and anytime to become unforgettable. Till that time, keep learning and keep growing. Okay.